Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, March 24, 2023. US futures are pointing to a slightly higher open. European equity markets have opened negative following mostly lower levels in Asia. US dollar is weaker against the Japanese yen but slightly firmer versus euro and sterling and steady elsewhere. Treasury yields are down across the board. There's muted price action in commodity and crypto markets, with crude oil lower, gold down, and industrial metals higher. In macro news, markets continue to digest the recent banking sector developments and the implications for the central bank policy globally after a number of updates this week. The U.S. economic outlook is weighed down by the banking sector volatility as the financial impacts of the Fed's aggressive rate hike cycle become more acute. While the futures market is pricing in no Fed rate hike for May and a rate cut in July, there are also concerns that the Fed, as well as other central banks, won't pivot as easily with the inflation too high still and the labor market too tight. The latest downshift and inversion of yield curves is driving discussions about signals of a recession and worries over a hard landing scenario in response to tightened financial conditions. The Fed data shows that financial institutions are relying heavily on its lending facilities, but on the other hand, a more bullish view is that the banking fallout will be contained to less systemically important institutions. On the data front, Netherlands' Q4 GDP beat consensus. Spain and Sweden's February PPIs came in higher than estimates, and Spain's Q4 GDP went slightly below expectations. Overnight, Japan's nationwide core inflation fell back from a 42-year high in line with expectations and reflecting the government's energy subsidies. The ex-food and energy print hit a fresh four-decade high, renewing attention on upside risks. Japan's flash PMI was mixed, with manufacturing contracting further, while services expanding at the fastest pace since 2013, which was underpinned by foreign travel demand. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the set of February durable orders, followed by the March flash manufacturing and services PMIs. In corporate news, Customers Bancorp is considering bidding for part or all of Silicon Valley Bank, according to Bloomberg, while Citizens Financial Group is preparing a bid for Silicon Valley Bank Financial Group's private bank unit, according to Reuters. Accelerate Energy has entered into an agreement to acquire FSRU Sequoia for $265 million. In Asia, equities traded mostly lower on Friday in a lackluster session. China markets were mixed, with Hang Seng and Shanghai underperforming. Japan and Australia markets locked mild declines. Taiwan ended higher while South Korea lagged. Southeast Asia was mostly higher, and India was trading mixed. European equity markets are lower. There are reports saying that EU regulators want to improve banks' liquidity management. The European Central Bank president will attend the EU leaders' meeting today and will likely reassure them over the banking sector developments. There is limited news elsewhere. The UK and EU will formally adopt the Brexit deal in a signing ceremony today, despite the DUP opposition. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Friday, March 24th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet. Thank you.